And then one other recent poem called Memorandum. There's another pun. I love puns, and I mean, I think all poets who are telling the truth admit that they love puns. I think they also, if they're telling the truth, admit that they love limericks, which is an extremely elegant form. Put to misuse sometimes, but. See, you're all laughing. I'll tell you a story about limericks. There was an occasion over 100 years ago when Tennyson was alive, when Tennyson was at the head of a banquet table, and there were a lot of literary people around there, and they were terrified by this very forbidding character with a long beard at the end of the table. And they got, unfortunately, onto the subject of the limerick. And they said how unhappy it was that this was a form that could only be used for comic occasions and for comic things. And so after they'd said everything polite they could on the subject, the subject sort of died. And then, as the friend who told me the story said, the cobwebs parted at the end of the table, and the voice said, "There are persons now living in Yerith whom nobody seeth or heareth. And there by the marge of the river a barge that nobody roweth or steereth." History doesn't relate whether Alfred Lord Tennyson thought it was funny or not. Memorandum. Save these words for a while because of something they remind you of. Although you cannot remember what that is, a sense that is part dust and part the light of morning. You were about to say a name, and it is not there. I forget them too. I am learning to pray to Perdita, to whom I said nothing at the time, and now she cannot hear me as far as I know, but the day goes on looking. The names often change more slowly than the meanings. Whole families grow up in them and then are gone into the anonymous sky. O Perdita, does the hope go on after the names are forgotten? And is the pain of the past done when the calling has stopped and those betrayals so long repeated that they are taken for granted, as the shepherd does with the sheep?